Continuing on here with the whole self-publishing a book online series over the past couple of weeks, I've kind of broken down some of the avenues for you to consider when it comes to publishing your book online. And I talked about Kindle Direct Publishing, of course, and then this past week I talked about Apple Books, but this week now I'm going to talk about the other big dog in the room, and that's Barnes & Noble Press Books. So if you're considering self-publishing a book online, I think you need to at least consider Barnes & Noble Press in this specific conversation. So stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Hey, this is Self-Publishing with Dale, episode number 64, and I am just absolutely tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me and listen to me bloviate about one of my favorite things in self-publishing. But before we do go back into the full bloviation and everything talking about Barnes & Noble Press and beyond, I want to, of course, let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by the one-third of the way giveaway. The one-third of the way to 100K giveaway. That's easy for me to say. Enter for a chance to win the self-publishing toolkit valued at $1,490. Yeah, that's about $1,500 in goods, folks. With the two runner-up prize packages included, we're giving away a total of $3,664 in prizes. Yeah, it's three lucky winners. And the only way to win, you have to enter. All right, so to enter, you're going to head over to dalelinks.com/giveaway. The deadline is Friday, July 31st, so enter right away. And I just want to tell you before I jumped on here, there's actually only 213 entries, so your odds are really great. That's crazy to think. I've got over 33,000 subscribers, and we've only had 213 entries. Apparently, people don't like free stuff. That's okay. That works in your favor, so you can go ahead and try to enter as soon as possible. The deadline is Friday, July 31st by noon, 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime. So you need to enter right away if you want to get a chance to win. And a little bit of a tip. I've seen a handful of you have entered, but you forgot to confirm your entries, and you must confirm it. And you'll see an email that comes in. It says, confirm your entries. Just click that. It's not spam, I promise you. You just click that and it will go ahead and it'll put your name officially into the pot to be drawn out there. It's not my rules. It's the rules of the platform that does the giveaway. So you got to make sure you're doing that. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's jump into things because today's going to be a little longer of an episode. There's so much to learn when it comes to Barnes & Noble. And I took probably, I would say, a half hour trying to put together all of my notes and just double check some of the information because I can't commit a lot of this stuff to memory. But one of the things you're going to find out when it comes to self-publishing a book online, it can be somewhat overwhelming because there's so many options. You have so many experts telling you you should go here, there, and everywhere. But I think it's important that you take a look at some of the options that are available to you as a content creator, as an author, as a self-publisher, and it's up to you to discern what's going to be best for your business. And so rather than us focusing on Amazon all the time, because yeah, sure, it's the big dog in the room, but there's other very viable options. And one of those include the Amazon alternative in Barnes & Noble Press. Now, you notice I didn't just say Barnes & Noble, because if I just said Barnes & Noble, it'd send you right over to their website. Barnes & Noble Press is the way that you actually can publish to their platform. You might actually know, though, this is pretty interesting. Fun fact, actually, the whole relationship between Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they are actually competitors, but here's the funny thing is, you can actually publish to Barnes & Noble by way of Amazon KDP, through expanded distribution. Now, how is that possible? Well, expanded distribution has the relationship with Ingram Content Group, which some nerd facts here, Lightning Source, an aggregate publisher that is underneath the Ingram Content Group umbrella, distributes for expanded distribution. I learned this from Robin Cutler from Ingram Spark. And so at any rate, Ingram Content Group distributes out to thousands of different platforms, and one of those is Barnes & Noble. So in the event that you're like, Dale, Barnes & Noble Press probably is not my thing. If I'm able to get on Barnes & Noble by way of KDP, then kudos. But you might be able to collect just a little bit more royalties by going through Barnes & Noble Press. So to be clear, what is Barnes & Noble Press? It is pretty much the third biggest self-publishing platform, and it distributes to barnesandnoble.com only. Or you can actually, this is funny, I did not realize this. Do you know you can actually go to barnesandnoble.com by just typing in bn.com? Crazy, right? So at any rate, the biggest issue when it comes to Barnes & Noble is it's limited to .com, US only. So if you're looking at trying to widely distribute, remember if you select Barnes & Noble, you're very limited to the region. So, but the nice thing is with Barnes & Noble, let's just say, for instance, you're like, you know what? I just want to kind of take them for a test drive. They actually really encourage something like this. You can either sell your book and distribute it to bnn.com, or you can actually keep it personal. So let's just say, for instance, that you want to put out a book and you want to self-fulfill it. You can actually order some wholesale print runs through barnesandnoble.com without having to distribute through them. Unlike KDP, where if you want to get wholesale copies, you actually have to publish through their platform first before you get those author copies, as they call them. So that's kind of a nice thing. And also, one of the things that Barnes & Noble has is they have pre-orders. You can actually put your ebook and your print book on pre-order. Haha, unlike Amazon, you get ebooks, yet don't get print books for pre-order, which, what gives? Come on. This, you know, this billion-dollar company doesn't have a pre-order option for their print books, but yet Barnes & Noble does? Get with the program here, KDP. Take some notes. The pre-order option on both those things, I think, really gives them a leg up. So what they distribute are ebooks and print books. They do not distribute audiobooks yet, from what I could tell. So that would be pretty interesting if they end up doing that. Let's go ahead and focus on ebooks for just a moment here. The accepted file types, the types of files that you can upload to this platform include doc, docx, text, that's TXT, HTML, and EPUB. Now you notice Mobi's not included. Why is Mobi not included? Well, Mobi is a Kindle readable file. So hence why they're like, yeah, we don't need that. So there's those files. That's kind of nice to know. The royalty structure is very interesting and it's different from ebook to print. So stay with me here for just a moment. Royalties on ebooks. If your ebook is priced between 99 cents and $2.98, you get a 40% royalty. You compare that to something like a KDP, to where if you price between 99 cents and 298, you get 35%. You notice that? It was almost like Barnes & Noble looked over, you know, KDP's shoulder and was like, hey, what you doing over there? What you doing? Oh, okay. 5% more. Yeah, we're going to hook you up. So that's kind of nice. But here's where it's a little different. Even more so, when you look at the amount they're going to give you between $2.99 and, you ready for this? $199.99. That's right. $299 and $200 is 65% royalty. So where they reward you 5% more than what you get through KDP as an ebook distributor, they give you 5% less in that sweet spot, which is kind of confusing to me. I would have thought they would have at least gone with 70% or 75%, but what do I know? I don't run a $1 million company. All right. So when it comes to print books, some options are limited. I'm going to tell you quite a few of these. In fact, I'm going to say this, pound for pound, I've compared a lot of print books. I believe Barnes & Noble puts out the best quality print books on the market. Now, this is my opinion, and I'm the expert of my own opinion, but I think that if you were to try to test out your book through Barnes & Noble and test it out on Ingram Spark and test it on KDP, you're going to compare and contrast on those various models. And I can guarantee you, you're going to love the quality of Barnes & Noble. And here's why. There's 21 different trim sizes, and that's way more than Kindle Direct Publishing. That's 16 over on KDP, 21 over on Barnes & Noble. Something I've discovered with some fiction authors is they're only given the smallest option at about 5x8 through KDP. And they kind of want like paperback sized books, which is typically like a 4x6. Well, guess what? Guess who has that option? Barnes & Noble does. So that's kind of a nice thing. Now, when it comes to the print quality, you've got black and white, you have standard color, and you have premium color. Huh. Interesting, right? Standard color and premium color. Now, I want to give you a little bit of insights here. And since you have been listening to this podcast, I'm going to give you some insider information. Kindle Direct Publishing reached out to me, I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they wanted to opt me in to their beta program for standard color. Okay, so they're going to start to separate out the different types of color printing. Because right now, if you try to publish color printed books through KDP, you got to charge an arm and a leg. It's ridiculous. Well, I think that KDP realized that, and they probably looked over Barnes & Noble's shoulder and saw, huh, what are you doing over there? You got a standard color and a premium color? Oh, it's cheaper on the standard color. More people might see about distributing with that. That makes sense. Now, I've yet to actually utilize the option because I haven't been able to publish anything since getting that, but I will keep you up to date once I do that. So just kind of wanted to give you a heads up that premium normally is more expensive. It's the type of paper. It's the type of printing, grade quality. You go down to standard, it's going down as far as the quality. But again, I have yet to test it out. But knowing Barnes & Noble, it's probably good quality. Now, there are three print types. They've got paperback, they've got hardcover with print case, and they have hardcover with dust jacket. Now, hardcover with print case, let me just go ahead and clear this up. It's hardback with essentially just color printing on the outside. You can make it glossy or you can make it a matte finish. Whereas with the hardcover with dust jacket, typically is like a canvas style book cover. And then it has the dust jacket over top of it to where it'll actually have the cover art on it. So it comes in matte and glossy, as I'd mentioned. And there are three paper types. This is pretty interesting because most times when you go to any print-on-demand distributor, you're going to find that it's 50-pound paper. And of course, there's no exception to this one here. They have cream paper and white paper in 50-pound, but they also have white paper in 70-pound. That means it's thicker. It's a bit more durable. So if, for instance, you're a coloring book or a publisher, this might be an option for you. So that way, when people purchase your book and they're coloring, it's not bleeding through into the next page as well. So this is definitely a great option. The accepted file types when it comes to distributing Barnes & Noble Press print books is DOC, DOCX, and PDF. Once you have everything set up and you have your cover uploaded, you have your interior uploaded, you say the number of pages, they're actually going to give you an estimate of what the print cost is. Now, this is not print cost that you pay for, okay? It's not. They're just going to tell you how much it's going to cost, base cost, for the customer. The customer takes on the burden of having to print that. They have to pay for that, and that's going to be involved in what you end up charging. So let's say, for instance, it costs $2.36 to put out your Werebear Shapeshifter book, and that is going to be subtracted. Say, for instance, your retail cost might be $19.99. It pulls that $2 and some odd cents out of there for print costs and fees. I want to let you know ahead of time, by far, yes, the quality is fantastic, but Barnes & Noble is a stickler. They are a stickler for specs. They want to make sure that your interior and your cover are spot on. It is going to be a shouting match with your computer at numerous times. I actually, at one point, I had hired out someone to do the book cover, and they pushed back, and I'm like, oh, okay, I can go ahead and just adjust this a little bit and do it myself. They push back. Oh, okay. I fix it again. Send it back. They push back. And I said, screw this. I wanted to hire the other person, the other book cover designer out. Just go ahead and fix it out. And the biggest thing that you want to take note of is they don't want you to print out in RGB color type. They want you to print out in CMYK. It essentially gets it to where there's less color bleed. CMYK is much better for print quality. It's amazing that KDP and other print-on-demand distributors don't take on this whole process of CMYK, because when I looked at the Barnes & Noble print book versus one that was done through Lulu and KDP and Ingram Spark, I noticed that the quality was significantly better. And last but not least, the royalties are 55% minus the print fees. So you look over at KDP, 60%, and you look over at Barnes & Noble, 55%. They both subtract the print fees. So that stuff adds up after a while. But to me, I think it might actually be worth it in the long term. Okay, so what about the payout? You get paid out 60 days after the close of the month, and you need to have a $10 minimum threshold. So that means you need to have at least $10 in earnings before they're going to go ahead and pay you. The only way they pay, from what I could tell so far, is through EFT to your bank. So an electronic funds transfer, essentially direct deposit is what it is. And it's quite a simple process. And there's a lot of information I went through with Barnes & Noble, but I do want to kind of wrap this up and put a pretty bow around it today. But before I do, I want to, of course, just bring to your attention that over on my YouTube channel, it's been my mission to equip you and other people like you, authors and self-publishers, to grow your business, to build more awareness of what you need to do to succeed in this business. And I don't try to give you any get-rich-quick schemes. I try to give you practical advice that you can implement in your own self-publishing business. And it's my mission this year to positively impact 100,000 authors and self-publishers just like you. And I'm going to do that by way of my YouTube channel. You can visit my YouTube channel at dalelinks.com/YouTube, and you can hit that subscribe. And we're right now on our way to 100K. And as you remember from the whole giveaway plug at the very beginning of this show, we're about a third of the way there, and I want to see if we can all lock arms and race our way up to the finish line, because this isn't just my channel. This is our channel. This is our community, and I love the fact that each and every single one of you are a part of this and help this whole community grow and build more awareness around the modern-day model of self-publishing. Here's my final tip when it comes to Barnes & Noble. Very easy. If you want to get a free account, so it's 100% free, like all other most other print-on-demand distributors. You can go over to press.barnesandnoble.com. That's it. Press.barnesandnoble.com. Not an ampersand. It's and, A-N-D. So here's the pros. My opinion, getting self-fulfillment is really nice. And if for some reason you don't want to rely on Barnes & Noble, you don't want to rely on Amazon or Lulu or Ingram Spark, and you want to fulfill all your print orders, then Barnes & Noble Press might be your solution, because you can pretty much publish things personally and hang on to that. And you can probably order a skid full of books or handful of books just for friends and family if you wanted to. The variety of high-quality print options is astounding, and I challenge you to find anyone better in the print-on-demand business when it comes to the quality of print than Barnes & Noble. They are fan-freaking-tastic. I mean, I'm gushing over them. They're really that good. And by the way, they've never paid me to say this. In fact, Barnes & Noble, where's the love? Are you going to give me some love here? And lastly, when it comes to the pros, the availability for in-store ordering or online. So here's the really cool thing is if you distribute through Barnes & Noble Press and you can send your family, say, hey, go over to the Barnes & Noble store and I want you to order my book there. And the nice thing is that store is going to probably stand up at attention and go, huh, people are ordering this. Maybe we should stock our shelves with it. So it's a good way to possibly get your foot in the door. I'm not going to make any promises, but they can always order online. So that's kind of a nice... So when it comes to the cons, limited distribution. That's really the biggest issue when it comes to Barnes & Noble, limited distribution. You're not able to get worldwide distribution. Is that a bad thing? No, but it's not the best thing to have without that big distribution. But it's good to know that Barnes & Noble is not trying to aggressively expand worldwide at the detriment of their company, because I would love to see Barnes & Noble to stick around for years to come, because Lord knows, Amazon shouldn't be the only game in town. The lower overall royalty rate between the 55% minus print fees for the print books and the 65% for ebooks, barring the 40% on the lower priced books, it's just a lower royalty. But in the same instance, I think that sacrificing a little bit of the royalty might actually end up being worth it. So is Barnes & Noble Press worth it? Sure. I mean, give it a shot. If you're publishing wide, especially, think about going to Barnes & Noble Press. I've tried it out, and it was like, before I got on here, I had full disclosure, I almost never log in, and I logged in after a good handful of weeks to discover a handful of sales. So that was a pleasant surprise. Anyway, hey, as we start to wrap up today's show, I just want to have you do me a small favor. Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review everywhere from iHeartRadio to Stitcher to Blueberry and to, more importantly, Apple Podcasts. And someone actually, SJ Australia, left a review for me about a week or two ago. The title was Down to Earth Advice. Just started listening to self-publishing podcasts. I'm about to go through the process for the first time myself. I found this one fantastic for the tips and tricks and common sense advice from someone who's done it before. Things are explained plainly and easy without heavy jargon so that people like me, just starting, can understand. Keep up the good work. SJ Australia, thank you so much for the kudos. That means the world to me. And if you want to get a shout out, of course, in a future podcast, do me a favor and leave me a review on your preferred podcasting platform, and I should be able to get a notification in my Chartable account letting me know that you dropped that there. In the meantime, I want to let you know that going on to next week, the next episode, we're going to be talking about Rakuten's Kobo. Kobo, ooh, yeah. I like to talk about Kobo. Kobo's got my interest. They got my eye because they're really trying to position themselves to be the big dog in the alternative fight to Amazon. And I'm going to tell you why in next week's podcast. So, till next week, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will see you then.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.